just looking at Miami this week, what are you seeing from them from a defensive standpoint?
Great defense, good secondary. So they're playing great. They've been playing great the last couple games. So I know they're going to give us their best shot. So got to go out there and play hard.
Is it much different than they were back earlier in the season when you guys saw?
No, just playing a lot better as a defense. So, we just got to execute the game plan and go out there and do good.
And is your mindset any different just with, being able to clinch the AFC East this weekend and playoff spot?
I mean, you got to take the game, as a game. You still got to, approach it the same. Don't overlook it. Don't make it as bigger than what it is. So you just got to play football.
Without Gronk in lineup, obviously they'll be looking for the younger receivers to step up. Is that added pressure on you guys? Are you guys ready after having some of the games under your belt?
I think we're ready. Go out there and practice and, go into the game and just play.
How has your game evolved? I know in the beginning it always feels like you're swimming around when things are going on. How's it going now?
I think it's going good. I had a lot of practice time, a lot of things to work on, things like that. So, I've been working with the quarterbacks, asking them, different things. How can I do this better? So I think my game's came a long way.
Hey, Josh. Bill talked about your work on the practices
too, simulating the opposing team's best receiver, how much that helps you. Just getting a lot of reps, a lot of throws, even when you're
simulating
the other team.
I mean, it's been great for me. I've been able to work on little things and helping the defense out at the same time. So I know whatever I can do to help the team out, I do it.
And what about your development as a kick returner? How much more knowledgeable are you now in terms of reading blocks, adjusting to the wind, and so forth?
I'm a lot. You got to get game experience, to fill it out. So in practices, coaching them always on me, telling me read my blocks and things like that. So I came a long way with that too.
How helpful is Matthew Slater to you back there?
Great, veteran guy. He helps me out. Helps me out a lot, really. So, he tells me, when to stay in, when to bring it on out, and what he's seeing as a blocker.
You had a chance to watch that you have?
I did watch it.
What are your thoughts on that, man?
I was just trying to make a play, man.
Were you impressed with yourself? That was crazy.
I don't know. I was just trying to make a play, man.
Right. Having a way to contribute, was that been frustrating at all, or it's got to have been an adjustment for you?
It's an adjustment, but whatever coach wants me to do, when he wants me to play or not, just go out there and do it.
Is it been hard?
These New England Decembers.
Just got to get used to it. I know I'm from Texas, so I don't know nothing about snow.
Do you feel like you made, everybody makes mistakes. Do you feel like you made improvement at not repeating those mistakes and correcting them after the first time?
Yes, I'm trying. You try to. That's how you get better, not making the same mistakes. So try to eliminate those after the first time. You'd be good.
Has it been hard for you to kind of have to wait your turn? Is that frustrating at all?
I mean, it is, but you can't let, you still got to go out there and practice. So, no matter what, somebody can go down, then it's your turn. So you still got to be in the playbook, go out there and practice hard every day.